The 0-2 is in there. Strike three called. He goes down looking, and Ryan Borucki's got his first strikeout of the season.
That's not bad. Five pitches, five strikes. Hopefully that's not a big deal.
Aaron Sanchez has battled blisters. Marcus Stroman has battled blisters. The 1-0 rolled right back up the middle into center field, a base hit. Cleveland's on the board. Kipnis scores. Here comes Bowers. He's in, and it's 2-0 Cleveland over Toronto. This inning completely changed on a reversed play at second base. It went from one out and runners on at first and second, what could have been two outs and a runner at first. And the result, Francisco Lindor driving in a pair with his first hit. 3-1 pitch. Smoke rocks one. Deep right field. Naquin at the wall. Forget it! Justin Smoke with number 16 on the year. Home run, Justin Smoke. The Blue Jays have cut the Cleveland lead in half. Number 16 on the season for Justin Smoke. Little doubt in that one above the right center field wall. 2-1 pitch, ground ball up the middle, past the dive of Biggio, into center field, a base hit. Here comes Ramirez. He's in to score. RBI base hit by Jason Kipnis. Cleveland gets the run right back here at the top of the third inning. And now lead 3-1. The pitch to the right-hand hitter on a line to straightaway center field. Grichuk racing to his left. Can't get this one. It sails by him. Short hops off the wall. Around third, here comes Kipnis. He's in to score on an RBI double by Roberto Perez. Cleveland takes a 4-1 lead here in the fifth inning. McKinney swings and he jolts one down the right field line. Hooking into the corner and gone! It's gone for Billy McKinney! An absolute rocket. Billy McKinney with a two-run shot. His sixth of the season. And Clevinger shakes his head side to side in disbelief of what just happened to him. It's a one-run game here in the fifth inning. Cleveland 4, Toronto 3. After Billy McKinney turns on a pitch and hits a frozen rope into the Cleveland bullpen.
Billy went down, made some adjustment with his hands.
Outfield lineup straight away. The Blue Jays now draw the infield in with a runner at third. The pitch, a soft liner into right field. Here comes McKinney, goes into a slide, can't make the catch, and the ball shoots by him all the way to the base of the wall. Naquin is in to score. Here comes Mercado. He tiptoes his way to third, driving in the run after McKinney couldn't handle the sinking line drive in right field. 2-1. That's in the air, out to left field. Gurriel back to the track, getting to the wall, and it is gone. Oscar Mercado, he leaves the ballpark, leading off this eighth inning with a solo home run. Number 8 on the year for Mercado. This guy is red hot in the big leagues. 3-2 pitch on a line, softly struck. Kipnis ranging back at second, and he makes a leaping catch to finish the ball game. What a play by the Cleveland second baseman. An all-out sprint to deep right field, angling back near the line, leaping into the air and making a snow cone grab, robbing Kevin Biggio of what would have been a base hit. Kipnis with an outstanding play to wrap it all up here at the Rogers Center. Mike Clevinger was tremendous. Cleveland had the pedal to the metal since the very start of this game on Ryan Borucki and everybody that came out of the bullpen, netting 7 runs in their effort tonight and picking up a 7-3 win, opening up this 3-game series. Back to take you through the totals, tee up our performance of the game, and name our players of the game. Your final score again, Cleveland 7 and Toronto 3 on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Look at them. Looking at you, Mr. Laughs in the Face of Adversity. Transmission acting funny before camping weekend? No worries. Tell the family you got this. Thanks to your friends at Mr. Transmission, Canada's number one transmission technicians. They know every transmission, including the latest in CVT technology. Plus, with their free road test and multi-check inspection, nothing will stop this fishing trip. Family vacation? Thanks to your friends